Philip Semper Pierre, the Georgian Care. Today's date is 03/18/2024. Dictation is for Cynthia Wheat. Wheat spells W-H-E-A-T. Cynthia spells C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Date of birth is 10/21/1960. This is a 63-year-old female here with left knee pain, period. Patient denies trauma, says she works at night and she's on her feet all night, climbing up and down stairs, and notice pain increase with these activities. Said the knee is located across her knee joint and also in the back of her knee, period. Said pain is non-radiating, rated pain 7/10, worse with flexion, period. She denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical physical exam. She's alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure 124/77, pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 97.2. Period. Next paragraph. Left knee. Diffuse tenderness to palpation. She has tenderness to palpation in the posterior knee and also the calf. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort, especially on flexion. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray, period. Please delete the McMurray, Lachman, and varus and valgus. Please delete that. And include, there's localized edema and neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Remaining extremities except left knee, full range of motion with no discomfort. She bears weight well with left lower extremity at antalgic gait. Next paragraph, neural alert oriented, 3 cranial nerves, routine is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is knee arthritis, left knee. Assessment number two is Baker's cyst. Number three is left knee pain, period. Next paragraph, ultrasound was done of patient's calf and the popliteal fossa. There's evidence of a Baker's cyst. Ultrasound was also done of patient's other circulatory systems. These were unremarkable. Ultrasound of her abdomen, runoff abdomen, was normal. Next paragraph, procedure. Trigger point injection. Areas of maximum pain was identified between patient and I. These areas were marked with a skin marker. Next paragraph, patient and I had a discussion about the procedure. I explained the procedure to patient. Next line, I explained the possible complications of this procedure. Next line, she acknowledged the possibility of complications and gave me verbal consent to proceed, period. Next paragraph, site was cleaned with betadine and alcohol. The joint was palpated. Next line, with 3 to 5 milliliters of lidocaine mixed with 80 milligrams of solumedrol. Medication was injected into the areas of maximum pain. After injection, site was massaged thoroughly. Next line, our knee was then moved manually into range of motion. Patient report a significant decrease in her pain. She stood up and walked and said, I quote, my knee is feeling better, close quote. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there were no complications, period. Next paragraph, an x-ray of her knee revealed arthrosis, mild to moderate. No bony fractures. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was strongly encouraged that if she goes to another clinic, she should not receive a trigger point injection again until after 3 months. She says she understands and will comply. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if she's worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.